morning, Dragon Con. Welcome to Saturday's edition of the Dragon Con Late Show. My name is Brian Richardson. To my left,
Allie Pelfrey.
And to her left,
Stephen Grenade.
It's been a long night, hasn't it, Stephen?
Yes.
So, did I miss anything yesterday?
Just a few things. It was exciting. There was wrestling, there was costuming. And this morning is brought to you by water. We recommend it.
Water, it's what's for breakfast. Well, your morning anyway. This is caffeinated. Until they give us a sponsorship, I'm just leaving it in this Dragon Con koozie.
That's Dragon Con soda right there.
But it's made with natural cane sugar, if that company wants to send us some money. Thank you.
I hope it doesn't taste like the con smells.
No.
Good.
So, I was off-site yesterday, unfortunately, but I have to thank the wonderful staff of Videography Technical Operations for covering my rear end while I was away. Yay. Yeah, it's not often I miss this convention. In fact, I haven't missed a day of it in 12 years. So thank Dana and Patrick over there and Susan Richardson, who is part of our staff, who is outside preparing for the parade right now. And also, Stephen, thank you very much for running the show in my absence. And Allie, thanks for not killing Stephen in my absence.
I try.
It's difficult.
Must stop killing hand.
Must not use fist of death, I think is her line. Anyway, so what we're going to do today is, if you haven't seen The Late Show before, that's understandable, because it happens at 9 o'clock in the morning at the convention, and that's late for this show, isn't it? Everybody's nodding their heads.
Everyone, yes.
All right, good. So what we'll do is run through some of the schedule changes, because there are aplenty, and we'll talk about the big events we see for today, and also we will bribe you for showing up to the show live. Yay, bribery, yay!
We have swag!
We have swag from the folks at ThinkGeek. We'll explain that in a few minutes. However, it's not just free. There's a contest. We will abuse you slightly for our entertainment. Only slightly. It's not that kind of con. All right. Allie works with the Daily Dragon, which is our wonderful daily newsletter run by an award-winning science fiction author. How many newsletters can say that? Probably just ours.
This one, yes.
Yes, this one. It's very nice. So, Allie, if you would... I don't have one of those, do I? Oh,
no. No, you don't.
If someone out in the audience could get me a Daily Dragon, because I'm just having one of those mornings, Allie and Stephen will start going through the schedule changes for
available
today.
At any information desk. Right, Brian?
Yes.
Thank you. There we go.
Yes, go read our pretty articles and schedule changes.
Anything you need to know,
right here.
I've got two now. I like that
one for each eye.
Better. All right. It's in 3D. All right.
Just like Avatar.
So, Allie, would you start us off with today's schedule changes?
Additions, new guests, Tyson Houseman and Peter Mayhew.
Looks like Jill, I cannot say his name this morning. Would one of you say it for me?
Gil Gerard.
Thank you very much. We'll be in the Dragon Con parade this morning, Saturday at 10 a.m. outside where it's bright.
Paul Dini presents Tower Prep. He talks about his newest project on the Cartoon Network. That is Saturday, 11:30 a.m. in International North.
And Tom Kenny will be on Voice Actors on 11:30 a.m. today in International South.
There's a new track event, Science Greets the Supernatural, Saturday, 1 p.m. in Piedmont. I can only assume that the Skep track is then going to come and there's going to be a big brawl, so definitely go see it.
Ooh, SmackDown. Terminator Q&A with Edward Furlong. He was in Terminator 2. Don't give him your ATM card. He'll hack it. That's Saturday, 2:30 p.m. in the Crystal, which is in the Hilton.
Okay, and the best of Bizarro Saturday morning. Join C. Martin Croker. Thank you, Patrick. As he presents the best of Bizarro Saturday morning, Saturday, 4 p.m. in Dunwoody.
So Saturday morning is happening Saturday afternoon. Okay.
But the late show happens at 9 a.m.
We are awesome at this.
All right.
Striking Ancient Skies. This is going to talk about Greek and Roman coins that have astrological and astronomical designs that have been traced to actual astronomical events. That's going to be happening today, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in Hilton 203.
Religious themes and impact on viewership in X-Files and Lost. Join Father Brian Small. I assume that means he's a religious figure and just doesn't have kids, as he leads a discussion on the religious themes included in the Lost finale and the last few seasons of the X-Files. Saturday, 7 p.m., M106 and 107, which is in the Marriott.
And a new Dragon Con reading by M.B. Weston, Sunday, 10 a.m. in Roswell Room here in the Hyatt.
Need Coffee versus Torchwood. We seem to have sort of a Fight Club theme going on for all of our things. They're going to be talking about Torchwood Sunday, 1 p.m. in the Capitol Ballroom of Sheridan.
Voice acting workshop. Voice actors from anime, video games, and assorted mediums. I thought that was the psychics in the skeptic track. Present a workshop on what it really takes to get started in the industry in Atlanta. Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in the Dunwoody Room in this very hotel, the Hyatt.
And, Hollywood North. Favorite actors discuss how the vital production community of Vancouver has changed things on how series are made, with Michael Shanks from Stargate and Elena Huffman.
I understand that's a much more a boots.
Yes, it's a boot.
And that's Monday at 10 a.m. Centennial 2 and 3.
Graham Hancock will be signing autographs on Monday, 11:30 a.m. in Marriott M301 through 304.
How to run a convention. Meet the people who run some of the biggest cons in America to get the lowdown. I'm assuming not this con because we're too busy running it to talk about it. That will be Monday, 2:30 p.m. in the Cortland, which is in the Hyatt.
And total solar eclipse coming to Georgia in 2017. Be ready.
I thought that was 2012 that all that was supposed
to happen. No, they got it wrong. All right. They got it wrong. Learn about solar eclipses with Trina Ray and see pictures from the recent eclipse that occurred on Easter Island. That will be Monday, 2:30 p.m. in room 203 in the Hilton.
Now, wouldn't the pictures of the eclipse just basically all be
black? Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute, that one didn't come out either. Oh, that's so sad.
Needs more light.
Yes. Stephen, would you like to get into our dearly departed cancellations?
Yes. Starting off with Laura Vandervoot, who will not be on the world record attempt Superheroes Unite, Saturday, 1 p.m. in the Peachtree Ballroom. Also, she will obviously be missing V, The Visitors Are Your Friends, Sunday, 10 a.m., Centennial 2-3.
James Marsters will not be on Astronaut, The Story of Apollo 11. That was supposed to be Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in the Crystal Ballroom in the Hilton. He will also not be on the Buffy and Angel Guest Extravaganza, Sunday, 10 a.m., Peachtree Ballroom A through F, which is that big room in the Westin.
You got Kevin Grazier.
Oh, let's see if I can take a break while we talk about
Grazier
all the things Kevin
Grazier will not be
doing.
On everything.
He has a whole paragraph.
Please consult your Daily Dragon to find out what he will not be on.
Including my panel.
He did leave me hanging.
Well, he won't see this because he's not here. Never
That's
mind.
Right. Ray Park will not be on Meet the Stars of Star Wars, Saturday, 4 p.m., International South, and Sunday, 1 p.m., Centennial 1.
David Hewlett will not be on Media Letters from Pegasus and Beyond, which was supposed to be today at 5:30 p.m. in the Marriott Atrium. He will not be on A Three-Gate Circus tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. in the Centennial 2-3 Ballroom. And he will also not be on the Meeting of the Universes Monday, 10 a.m. in the Atrium, which is in the Marriott.
Very sad that we're Michaelis this year.
We're Michaelis. Is there a doctor in the house? Him. Yeah. Anyway.
Kai Owen will not be on Hooniverse Companions, an hour Hooniverse? With
Hooniverse.
Hooniverse. It's the Hooniverse.
Just checking.
Hoona in the verse made that up. That's weird. Anyway.
That joke didn't work. I'm sorry, Brian.
Wah, wah, wah.
You're cut off. No more.
See, you made me lose my place.
Kai Owen.
You were
talking about Kai Owen.
Yes, Kai Owen will not be on Hooniverse Companions, an hour with Owen and Hines, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom A through F in the Sheraton. And he will also not be on, strangely enough, Torchwood. Kai Owen saves the day. He will not be saving the day, sorry. And that will not be on Sunday, 1 p.m. in Capitol Ballroom in the Sheraton. And again, will not be on Everything Doctor Who with Kai Owen and Fraser Hines, Monday, 2:30 p.m., Grand Ballroom, A through F, Sheraton.
Which I guess is now Everything Doctor Who without Everything Doctor Who except him. Paul Wesley will not be on Vampire Diaries panel Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in Centennial 1. And also another imaginatively named Vampire Diaries panel Sunday at 7 p.m. in the Atrium.
James Colley will not be on Star Trek New Voyages Saturday, 7 p.m. in the Athens Room at the Sheraton. He will not be participating in the Miss Star Trek Universe contest Sunday, 4 p.m. in the Sheraton Grand. And he will not be a judge for the Masquerade tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. in the Centennial Ballroom in the Hyatt. And he will not be in web-based media Monday, 10 a.m., A704 in the Marriott.
And Joel Gretsch, did I say that right?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I couldn't pr-
Will not be on V, The Visitors Are Your Friends, Sunday 10 a.m., Centennial 2 and 3.
We now move to some of the full panel cancellations. How Media Has Affected the Paranormal, Saturday at 1 p.m. It will not be happening in the Piedmont.
Apparently made it disappear. Dawn, Icy Asteroids and Ion Engines. That's different from the Dawn contest tonight, which is at 8:30 p.m. This Dawn science thing is not happening Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in the Hilton, room 203.
And Uncertainty and Faith in X-Files and Lost, Saturday, 7 p.m., M106 and 107 in the Marriott.
Working in Animation has been struck Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in Dunwoody.
LeVar Burton will not be one of the judges at the Miss Star Trek Universe pageant Sunday, 4 p.m., which is in the Grand Ballroom of Sheridan.
And Paul Smith will not be on the Pros and Cons of Icons Monday, 10 a.m. in Hanover.
And if you're looking for the Smallville Visitors to a Small Planet panel, it is not happening Monday, 10 a.m. in Centennial 2-3.
All right, let's do some updates. We like the updates. Crypto has moved from 2:30 p.m. Saturday to Saturday 1 p.m. the Augusta in the Sheraton.
Hollywood Ghost Hunters moved from Saturday 1 p.m. to Saturday 2:30 p.m. Augusta in the Sheraton.
The Kepler Telescope Searching for a Second Earth has been moved from Monday at 2:30 to today, Saturday at 2:30, still in Hilton 203.
The Goblin Market, Forest of Doors LARP game. Will be Saturday, 7 p.m., rooms 406 and 407 in the Hilton.
Trauma Masterclass has been moved from Sunday, 10 p.m.
Trauma mastering anything? I'm sorry. That's actually kind of hilarious.
They're going to come and kill you. Lloyd Kaufman is going to come and punch your kidneys out.
But just it'll so be you bloody know. And awesome,
yes.
And he'll
and
film it.
There'll be a big blood spray.
On live TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tune in.
Where was that not happening?
No, it's been moved to Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in the Cairo Room here.
The Gallery of Forgotten Delights, Forest of Doors LARP game will be Sunday at 7 p.m. now in 406, 407 of Hilton.
Legal Issues in MMO Gaming has moved from Monday, 4 p.m. to Monday, 10 a.m. in the Savannah Room in the Sheraton.
Breakfast and Books moved from Monday, 10 a.m. to Monday, 11:30 a.m. in the Kennesaw Room.
The Wheel of Time closing ceremony is moved from Monday 11:30 a.m. to Monday 1 p.m. in Kennesaw, and I can only assume we'll run until next con.
Nice.
It's a Wheel of Time joke, come on.
Yes, I know. Track Q&A has moved from Monday 2:30 p.m. to Monday 4 p.m. in the Cortland Room, and it doesn't say which track's Q&A that is, but I assume it's whatever track is staying in the Cortland, so consult your pocket program to find that out.
Sounds good.
And we're done with the updates, ladies and gentlemen. Yay.
Oh, I might need that later.
Here, I got
two. Oh, you've got an extra.
All
excellent.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about what's been going on at the con recently. First of all, last night, costume contest, I heard that, once again, the costumes were epic, and
yes.
The judging was fantastic. The costume contest is something we added a few years ago, and it's different from the masquerade you'll see on Sunday because of the, one, lack of skits. It's purely a technical costuming contest. And two, the judges are all professional costumers. We have some celebrity judges that work masquerade, and they're there just to kind of have a little bit more fun and go more with the talent-based aspect of the show. So both good shows, but kind of different audiences for them. Past costume contests are available along with other things on DVD at the Dragon Con store, which is in the Marriott. If you go into the Marriott down one level, you can buy swag. Look at the
cups for everyone.
Yes, cups for everyone. Also, we had wrestling last night.
We had wrestling.
In this room. No holes in the wall, so I think we're doing pretty good. That's awesome.
I came through, they were slamming people around, they were, you know, climbing up, jumping down, chair throwing, it was awesome.
This is why we don't have folding chairs in these rooms,
yes.
By the way, it doesn't encourage them. Allie, what did you see yesterday was really cool?
Oh, goodness. What did I do yesterday?
It was just that good.
I'm
the con, a memorable experience.
I'm the resident basement dweller, so.
Down there with the Daily Dragon?
Yes, I come up for this.
How wonderful for you. Congratulations.
I know.
Yeah, you don't get actual sunlight, so these will just have to do.
These are sun lamps, right? I'm getting a tan on the head?
Yes, probably. Yeah,
looking better?
We'll talk about the skin cancer at the con in 2020. Yes. Let's talk about this evening. First of all, a guest that we added at the very last minute, we had a voice actor cancellation, Maurice LaMarche, mm-hmm. who does the best Orson Welles impression I've ever heard.
And also the great, he does a great William Shatner impersonation. If you look on YouTube, he has an instruction on how to talk like William Shatner for Talk Like William Shatner Day.
Oddly enough. What he also was doing with Pinky and the Brain. He was Brain, which is one of the best roles that he ever did. So instead we got Tom Kenny, who lives in a pineapple under the sea. That's right, SpongeBob.
We have SpongeBob.
Oh boy, that's going to be fun. Not only was he SpongeBob, but he also was the narrator for Cartoon Network's Powerpuff Girls. So all the interstitial kind of epic animation narration that you did. Tonight's the Dawn contest in this very room. Interesting contest, because I had not heard of the Dawn character until it was associated with Dragon Con. And apparently been in comics for a while. Pretty good female warrior, goddess kind of character, very morphs to different situations, so it's the kind of thing where you move her to different time periods, it sort of changes with it, so that brings up a lot of costuming opportunities. Plus, if you like looking at women who are wearing not quite enough armor to be in combat, but just enough to be in costume, that might be your thing.
And now we have the real reason Brian likes the contest.
Brian's like, why did I not know of this before? This is awesome.
Yes, and it's so sad to have, you know, people going, who wants to work a camera for this? You have, you know, like a really big zoom lens, and you get to just follow these women around in a legal way, and they go, me, 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 me. So it's very interesting that way. We've got some other stuff going on tonight, aside from the room parties, and we don't talk about those. But we also have some official parties that go on. They're all in. Ooh, look at this. It's a Daily Dragon. Every day's a different color. Today's color, green.
Green.
It's a lovely shade. All right, so... Dana, do we want to do the contest now? Yeah, Dana's in charge.
We got a sure. We're on.
Okay, so here's what happens. I love Twitter, by the way. Big fan of the Twitters. Follow us on DC Late Show. Think Geek follows Dragon Con TV on Twitter. And we had talked about the convention, and they said, well, you know, we could give you some stuff as long as you promise not to keep it for yourself or put it up on eBay. Give it to the people. Okay, so you're people. Hi, people.
Hello, studio audience.
I see. For those of you listening at home, why are you at home? For those of you that are getting on the podcast, you should have come to the live show because now there's prizes. Okay, so today's prize is the Star Trek Corkscrew. Looks like a Klingon bird of prey. Now, here's a note. Who here is from out of town? Are you flying home? Put this in your check, the
Do
luggage,
not carry
if you win
this
it.
On.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Also note, we will be giving this out by throwing them in the audience. Please put on protective eyewear before we begin.
On second thought, the convention has lawyers. Let's not do that. And the audience has lawyers, too. So what we're going to do is a little game we came up with walking around the hotels. So do we want to go ahead and cue that up, guys?
Cue intro.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to do our game. You're going to look at an image that we have on the screen. If you know the image on the screen, where it is located, raise your hand. These two gentlemen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, identify the hotel that this piece of carpet resides in, and you may win a prize.
If you think you know what hotel
okay,
that's in,
two in the
raise
front
your
row.
Hand.
Okay, we have a debate going on.
Yay!
Win fabulous prizes by staring at the floor, something the geeks do all the time according to stereotypes. Yes.
Well, the carpet is so pretty, how can you not look?
Thank you so much.
Use it in good health.
Use it in good health and do not use it against any con-goer. It is
it
for
is
their
not
benefit,
for
not their detriment. No. And we only said that just to cover ourselves. That's awesome. All right, so the other things that we have later on to give away are more of the things from ThinkGeek, and also we have some Dragon Con swag. We may give you, like, cups and things. So on Monday, you may need this to drink a lot of water on your way home. There's other cool stuff we got up here. The store sells that. I love the Christmas ornaments, by the way.
I had not seen those. Those are really cool.
It's a dragon for all seasons, as long as those seasons involve Santa hats. Anyway, why is this on the table? All right.
Our director's telling us we're running out of time.
No.
That's the other way.
That's the other way.
Running out of time is a little more frenetic. This is the... You have more stuff to talk
Quick,
about.
Quick, Steven.
Pad of the film.
All right, who's going to the parade after this?
We're not
going to
do a dance.
Anyone? Okay, just the girl who brought down.
No,
awesome.
This is the... I think this is the True Blood folks who are camped out. True
oh,
Blood?
Oh, yes, True Blood.
True Blood, yeah. That's what this is. This, yeah, our studio audience.
So we got a question on Dragon Con TV yesterday. that they see everybody who's from the diner in costume here.
Yeah.
So does that mean the diner closed down when everybody came to con?
Right. People are outside going, can I get food? Can I get food?
Someone's knocking outside going, I want a cup of coffee.
I have seen a lot of diner costumes this year, so clearly the show is doing well.
It is doing quite well. We're happy for it. As long as people are going as the alive vampires and not the dead vampires on that show, because, who wants to clean up after that? Okay, Bob and Carl will clean up after that.
Bob and Carl, the sci-fi janitors, clean up after that.
Have you been watching the DragonCon TV?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a couple new things on DragonCon TV. A couple of them we haven't put up into the panel rooms yet. You know you get DragonCon TV when you're in these rooms in between panels, and that's a lot of fun. We also have the TV channel, which I need to talk about for a moment. Okay, I know in the Marriott and the Hilton we've had a few problems with the channel, and we're kind of sorry about that. We came down here on Monday, like days before the con started, talked to all the hotels, and everything was working. Until Thursday, when they remodeled a basement room in the Hilton, and guess what was in that room? The place where two cables meet. And when we came back, they were meeting on kind of iffy terms. So we fixed that, and then Friday something telephone equipment related happened, and there was smoke.
Yeah.
And it stopped working. The Hilton staff, I know I'm sitting in a Hyatt hotel right now, the Hilton staff deserves a lot of credit for that, because I didn't have to walk into that hotel to fix any of it. That staff's really into the convention. One of their AV heads is probably walking around in costume in all five of the hotels. They're totally into it. The Marriott knows that there's a problem with their feed. They're working on it. If you're in the Marriott, just so we're speaking the same language. But they are working on that.
Yes.
But we hope you're enjoying the DragonCon TV. Those bits, by the way, are for free. Volunteers like Stephen, myself, Patrick, Dana over there help produce those. They're available on the web, but oddly enough, DragonCon TV.com.
I didn't know we were doing that anymore.
I couldn't remember. I made the
hand gesture.
So, Allie, Stephen, what do you think the big things are going to be this evening that you're going to be going to that isn't the Dong Contest?
That isn't the Dong Contest. Actually, I'm excited about something that's happening a little earlier. At 2:30 this afternoon, they're doing a Eureka Warehouse 13 crossover. Any of y'all watching? Yeah? Cool.
Awesome.
I've been a fan of Eureka for a number of years, and just sort of watched Warehouse 13 off and on, and then Warehouse 13 has just gotten better and better, and now they're doing this weird crossover thing that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. So Colin Ferguson's plane is finally in. Thank you, Hurricane
Yay.
Earl. I got to see, in fact, he got his tweets read on CNN. This morning they were doing a bit on Dragon Con, and they're like, and Mr. Colin Ferguson, the actor, tweets, I am in a hotel room above a bar in the noisiest hotel, and my CNN interview is at 7. This will be fun. We hope Mr. Ferguson arrives. Ha, 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 we are CNN. So, yes, we're getting covered by CNN by reading actor tweets. And also costumes, because
yes.
I think that's sort of the standard. If you're going to be on CNN, if you're going to be on that, they're going to be like, ha, ha, look at these people in costume. Isn't that funny? Someday maybe we'll go past that.
Yes, hopefully. Maybe. Allie, what you got?
I'm looking at the Time Traveler's Ball.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I already went.
For littles.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
derail
you.
Notice how that joke spreads to the crowd. Because I brought caffeine. You guys are a little
blind.
How
was it?
It will be excellent.
So it's worth going
to
then?
Yes, it has will been excellent. I have trouble with tenses at that point. I think
the only problem is that we're getting a drywall crew in there to cover up the crack in the wall. We think that'll be fixed by the end.
Yeah.
The Doctor Who fans revolt.
You get the boo for the Doctor Who joke.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Anything else on this evening, Allie, that you find especially entertaining that you can talk about in public light?
Talk about in public?
Yes.
No, sorry.
It's just that good of a con, folks. One thing I do want to mention while we have a few minutes left. How are you liking the elevators? Yeah, isn't that awesome? Okay, here's a note for all folks, and I know it takes a long time to get between levels in the hotel, and I know we all tried to stay in a higher floor so it would be quieter in the evening, but that means that the stairs are kind of difficult. Some of us around here are not as mobile as others. They use these things called wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the opportunity to yield your space in the elevator to someone with a wheelchair, it is greatly appreciated. So, one, you get the really cool Captain Pike costume to finally show up at the Universe pageant. That'll be awesome. But also, just those people are here too, and they're paying money, and disability services helps them out as much as possible, but we really try not to like have elevator attendants throwing people around and saying you can get on the elevator and you can't. So if you just have that opportunity, we would greatly appreciate it. I know using the stairs is difficult, especially in the Hyatt, because of all the substances that are spilled on the stairs.
Especially around the consuite. The consuite stairs are always
somewhere around level
intriguing.
2 is where you pick up the Dr. Pepper residue from 2005.
Well, there are layers of spam, I'm pretty sure, from the spam eating contest still on the stairs.
Well, here's the problem. You get a layer of spam,
hungry,
and it's slick, and then you get a layer of cola, and it congeals. And it's like this Iron Chef, like, outtake going on up there.
Eventually
we're
going to have stalagmites.
Now, is it the mite that comes up from the ground, or is it...
Yeah, mite and tite.
Okay. This might poke me if I sit down. No, wait, that analogy.
And Roy G. Biv. I always get my mnemonics mixed up. I'm really sorry. There are lots of them.
Oh, dear. Okay, a few minutes left.
We have 2 minutes left.
Really?
Can you vamp
awesome.
For 2 minutes? Bam. And now an interpretive dance.
Oh, that kind of vamp. I'm sorry. By the way, those aren't... That's actually real. Those aren't add-ins. I'm not just doing that to suck up to the True Blood people.
That was a terrible joke. Again, you're cut off.
It's my first day. I didn't have a warm-up, man. What do you want to do? All right, so if you're not camping out in here for True Blood, then the parade is a good option. If you're watching from your room, go to the parade. Wake up. Get some coffee. It'll be awesome.
Or hopefully your hotel room looks out
yes.
from there. Also, if you're staying, for example, I know some folks who are at the Westin in the 67th floor, so they can essentially see all of Atlanta.
Hello, Atlanta. Also, after the parade... And if you can converge on it, it will be amusing. College Game Day on ESPN is set up in the Centennial Olympic Park, which is a couple of blocks downhill from here by the aquarium. Oh, we'll mention the aquarium thing in a second. They are encouraging costume people to leave the parade and come to College Game Day and be on the air.
Just be in the background, lurching around.
Yeah, because that's what the SEC fans tuning in want to see. They want to see Klingons. And they're going to go, I didn't know.
they don't know that they want to see Klingons, but they want to see Klingons.
They're like, dude, I didn't know I was going to watch an Oakland Raiders game. That's awesome. Last thing for tonight, if you still haven't gotten tickets, the Aquarium. Georgia Aquarium has a special rate for people to show up between 7 and 11 p.m. this evening. It gives you a chance to see the Aquarium when it's not as crowded, and if you have cool costumes, it's a great photo opportunity. There's some great costumes from the Bioshock people standing in front of like aquariums and tubes and things. So Dana's making the little motion-y thing. That means we need to talk about ending the show. Awesome. Patrick Freeman, technical direction on the board. Dana is handling our show direction as usual. Dylan's on the camera. And Allie and Steven are here to make better jokes than I.
Sometimes.
Thank you very much. My name is Brian Richardson. And for all of us at Dragon Con, Daily Dragon, technical operations, videography, and the other 1,500-plus people that are helping put this on for you, as volunteers, thank you very much for attending, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And thank you all for coming, even if it is for True Blood.